Yeah, I think today was a very important game for us. I think, you know, not to take anything for granted. We knew that we had already qualified, but I think once you have a bit of momentum, you don't want to break that by taking the situation you're in for granted. So really happy with the performance and the outcome of today. Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, everyone's been ragging about our spinners and stuff, but it's so nice to see the fast bowlers, you know, come notice for a change. Their work in the first four games have gone unnoticed. And, you know, today they actually got the accolades they deserve. And it's really happy to see that as a collective, everyone's putting their hands up. I mean, in the second game it was SJ, today it's David, you know, and that's what's exciting for us, that everyone's sticking their hand up at a given time. Yeah, I think the squad was really good in the Momentum Cup. I think one thing we've been driving is our culture as a team, you know, to take care of the finer details, and we've seen the rewards of all of that in terms of our performance on the field. So it's really good. The boys have been working hard, and it's just one more hurdle for us to cross, and hopefully we get over there. Yeah, I think, you know, getting a taste of victory it's hard to get. But once you get it, you always want it. So I think the boys are always hungry. And, you know, in our culture, we always strive for excellence and to be the best we can be every season, to be better than what we can. And I think that's what IMI's brought. And, you know, everyone's hungry to win trophies. Like I said, we've got a taste of what it is to win a trophy before. And the guys are very hungry and eager to win another competition. So I was just asking you, I don't think we can pick a team. I think we just want to win the final. I think both teams lines have been pretty consistent. And the Warriors, you know, coming out from sort of underdog title to get in the way. So you never know who we may play. We just want to make sure we turn up on the day and play our best brand of cricket that we can. Yeah, obviously, we just spoke about it in the change room. Even if you had 50% crowd, I'm sure the guys would be going. But I do know there's a lot of support via social media from our fan base that are still watching us every single ball closely. So, you know, it'd be nice to give the Durban crowd something to cheer on from home. And hopefully in the new year, we'll have a lot more fuller stadiums because of our results that we've been doing.